to Bible Fellowship Church and our Let's Talk Ministry. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Colossians. So hopefully you've got our calendar for the month of August. So we're in Colossians chapter 2, 1 through 7. What a cool book in the Bible, Church at Colossae, where a group of people are trying to say, hey, there's superior knowledge, there's these things, there's this, and then God's going to use the Apostle Paul through the power of the Holy Spirit to write to find your sufficiency in Christ. And he's supreme in all things, that you can find power in his name. You can find encouragement in his name. You can find hope in his name. What a cool, cool chapter. And so if you're in chapter 2 with us, that is the first 7 verses. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those who are at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of the fullness of assurance and understanding, and that the knowledge of God, that mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you from plausible arguments, for though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see God's order, or good order, and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, or therefore you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you are taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Neat 6 verses, 7 verses, a couple of things I thought would be kind of fun to pull out. The first one is that God's mystery, which is Christ. And so as individuals say things, as individuals have leadership ability, as people come in and give information to the Church of Colossae, hey, we just want you to know, if you want to have wisdom, the treasure of wisdom and knowledge, it's found in Jesus. It's found in his words. It's found in his lifestyle. It's found in you resting in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so as that culture and society was saying a lot of different things, as far as where is wisdom, what do you think about this? He reminds the church at Colossae that wisdom is found in Christ, in that personal relationship with Christ. I love the concept, and I think this is a little healthy tension, because you have verse 6, is therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in him. So he's encouraging those followers, Christ followers, at the church of Colossae. Hey, it's one thing to say, yeah, I believe in you, Jesus. It's another thing to say, okay, I'm going to walk in him. What does that look like? Rooted and built up in him and establishing in your faith. My question for you is, what are you doing to walk in him? What does it look like in your life to be rooted and built up in him? Where are those things taking place in our lives so that people will see, identify, oh, there's something going on with them. They have something different. They've got a relationship with Jesus and they're actively pursuing it. They're actually growing. They're working on it. What is it for being rooted, established, built up in him, all around that word of faith? Yep, I'm going to keep my faith in Jesus. I'm going to keep my hope in Jesus. Just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So the individual who is walking him, individuals who are being rooted and built up, that individual is about thanksgiving. Doesn't mean every situation is great, but there is something about them as a person being thankful. That's part of who they are as an individual. So, Colossians chapter 2, first 7 verses. The mystery, it's Jesus. Wisdom and understanding, it's in Christ. Encouraging those that, oh yeah, I believe in Jesus. Then what does it look like for me to be walking in him, rooted and built up in him, establishing your faith, establishing that God is my relationship. I'm going to put my faith in the cross, in the empty tomb. I'm going to cling to that for the rest of my life. And I'm abounding in thanksgiving. Hope this will be an encouragement to you. God bless you, and thank you for joining us for our Let's Talk. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for your words. Thank you for how you used the Apostle Paul's hand to write a letter to the church at Colossae. And now it gives us opportunities to grow and be built up in our relationship with you. We've got truth. We have your word. So help us now not only to listen to it, to know it, but make it part of who you are as a person. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.